checkpoints in your scholarship pursuit. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 187. Welcome to the world's longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler. As an athletic scholarship coach and recruiting author, I want to help you as a family succeed in the recruiting world and get a scholarship. You're a student athlete. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes myself, also the CEO of Recruit Me. Our sponsor of this episode is the Athletic Scholarship 24-Month Recruiting Planner and Journal, your all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. It is brand new, and I got some special things to share with you about that. It's available on Amazon. Lots of you have found that. If you got Prime, you can have it in a couple days, so check that out. Action produces traction. So this weekly 15-minute podcast will help you do just that. It'll change your scholarship future. You can find every episode on your favorite podcast app. You might be listening to it right now on your app, or you can go on my website, recruitme.com. Well, we're here to talk about something that I wanted to help you hang your hat on, and that is checkpoints in your scholarship pursuits. You can have some perspective on where you should be and when. I really believe that this process is linear, one step after another, and there are certain places that you need to be along the way. It doesn't matter whether your kid is a freshman this year, sophomore, junior, or even senior. I always say if it's late in the process, you just got to compress the steps. And here we are in the spring, and you might have to really compress right now. If you have any questions on how to really compress as a senior this time of year, drop me a line and I'll help you along with that. But for everybody else, checkpoints along the way that you need to hit in this process. If you hit these checkpoints successfully, you're going to have success in the recruiting process. So I'll help you give you perspective on that as well. Okay, coming up on Saturday, this Saturday is at 3 p.m., I'm going to do a Facebook Live, and I want to invite you to be a part of it. You're listening to this podcast as it releases. This is Saturday, March 7th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Recruit Me Facebook page. I'll do a Facebook Live. Finally, the grand opening official release party for the Recruiting Planner and Journal is happening. And so I'm throwing a party. I'm going to do it live. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to give stuff away. I'm going to give some recruiting resources away to you. So you got to be there in order to get it. And again, that's on my Recruit Me Facebook page, Facebook Live. It's Recruit Me Athletic, facebook.com/recruitmeathletic. So you can find it there. You might want to go like my page, and that way you can get in right away. So I'm going to give stuff away. We're going to have a big release party. I want to tell you more about how to use this planner and how to do planning and documenting your recruiting journey. That's what we're going to be talking about, how to document your recruiting journey, keep good records so you can be successful. And that's huge. And that's why I believe that this 24-month recruiting planner and journal is revolutionary. There's nothing out there like it. And I'm pretty excited about this. I'll also share three recruiting ideas that could take your results to the next level. Three recruiting ideas that could take your results to the next level. Here we are in springtime and kind of getting fresh, and I want to help you get to the next level. So we're going to have a fun time, 3 o'clock this Saturday, and that is March 7th. So let's do that together, okay? Well, together right now, let's talk about these checkpoints along the way. Checkpoints along the way in the recruiting process that can really help you out and that you want to hit, all right? So here's where you want to hit. Checkpoint number one, and this isn't going to surprise you, but you got to hit this checkpoint. These might sound basic. However, you got to hit them. The recruiting process is not difficult, and yet it takes a lot of work. In some ways, it's not difficult. Work-wise, it's hard. It's hard work. But first of all, checkpoint number one, do you have a valid list of schools to pursue? That's checkpoint number one. You got to have that. You got to be the one calling the shots. And yes, schools that you pursue, you're recruiting schools and coaches. Yeah, they're recruiting athletes. They're recruiting you. But man, you want to be at the school that is the best fit for you. So you need to be pursuing. And I'm going to put out a figure here that a valid list of 40 to 45 schools to pursue. 40 to 45. Keyword here, valid. I don't want you to just go and just scribble down names of schools off the top of your head. Yeah, that's part of it. But these are valid schools. Parent, sit down with your son or daughter. Athlete, sit down with your parent. Talk about this. I mean, really work through this. This is your starting point. If you don't get off the blocks right, you're not going to be successful. The chances go way down. So let's start with a pool of schools that are valid. By valid, I mean, is it realistic that you can compete there? Is it realistic? Second, does this school offer courses and a major that is within your interest? Athlete, parents, is it within the interest of your son or daughter? You may not know, athlete, right now what you want to major in, but at least think through what your interests are. And these schools that are on your list, do they offer one or more of those interests? It's not just an athletic experience, it's academic. There are other things you want to consider, like the size of the school. Do you want to go to a huge school of 40 or 50,000, or do you want to go to a school of 2,000 or 3,000? Do you want to go a long way from home, or do you want to go close to home, in-state or out-of-state? Really be talking through these programs and these schools. Do you want to be part of a program right now that is already a winning program, or does that not matter? You just want to enter in, you want to compete and help them build a winning program. So there are a lot of things you need to discuss. You need to have a valid list of 40 to 45 schools. If you don't have that already, I want you to go back and create one. If you're late in the process here, then, well, maybe you're not getting 40 or 45, but at least 20 to 25. I'm serious about this. You've got to have a valid list of schools that you pursue. That's checkpoint number one. So down the road, you've got that. And throughout my podcast, throughout my resources, I tell you how to go through the step-by-step process of getting in front of coaches, getting on their radar, the relationship going, back and forth communication, what kind of things they need, when to get a video to them. All this is going to go on over a period of time, depending on what year you are in right now. But as you get into your junior year and you're really getting a feel for which coaches have an interest in you, a serious interest in you, checkpoint number two is this. 10 schools, 10 coaches that are pursuing you. I use the word pursue. It's a strong word, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, they are just crazy about you, and they're telling you already you got a full ride, and they're making all these promises. Not just that, but there's an interest, there's a conversation. You're having a back and forth going right now. So after that point where coaches can contact you, and you can check the recruiting calendars because it varies per sport, but after that time where they can contact you, athlete, you're going to be able to judge whether these coaches are serious or not. And you want coaches that are serious about you. Checkpoint number two, maybe 2 or 3 months after they can begin contacting you. Hopefully you're already having you've been contacting them. They know about you. But say 2 or 3 months after that, 10 schools on your list of coaches that are pursuing you, at least 10. You may have 15 or 20. I say this because for the same reason as at checkpoint number one, you have to have a valid list of schools to pursue, is cast your net wide. This number of schools is going to get smaller. And if you start with a small list, you may not have anything at the end. So at least 10 schools that are pursuing you, checkpoint number two. And that happens within 2 or 3 months after coaches can contact you. And here's checkpoint number three. You're further down the road here. You're having conversations. You're carrying out certain activities to narrow things down, and I'll go through those in a moment, but checkpoint number three is this. 5 schools that are a good fit. At least 5 schools. I mean, you could have 10 or 15, but at least five schools that are a good fit. As you can see, we're narrowing that list down. You don't want to end up with no choices at the end. But as you've gone through this process, you're in your senior year, and you're understanding that, wow, I know something about these schools now because I've done certain things. We'll go through those in a minute. But I see that there are five schools here that are a good fit. Good fit athletically, academically, a financial good fit. You may have some idea now what the range of the scholarship offer will be, or if there's going to be one at all. But you discover this by having conversations with coaches. Not just them asking you questions when they call or when you visit, but you asking them. It's key that you inquire of them. Remember, you're recruiting these schools. Go into it aggressively, boldly, really wanting to discover the school that is the best fit. You're looking for five. You're looking for five in your senior year. It comes through those conversations. It comes through the visits. Got to visit the schools. As you're narrowing this down, you really, and don't wait for the official visit. It may never come. But you want to find the school that is the best fit, so you're going to have to go take the initiative in some of these cases. Visit the school. Get to know the coach in person. If they're working out, go to a workout. Go to a class. Make all the appointments with admissions office, financial aid, all these things, and really get an understanding of the school. So that'll happen in your senior year. And sometimes you'll be able to do this in your junior year as well. And I highly recommend that. I highly recommend visiting schools all throughout your high school career to get a feel for that, so you have something to compare. But in your senior years, you're narrowing it down and you're looking more closely at these schools that are left on your list. It's going to take a visit to understand that. I did that. Our kids did that. You can't rely on the virtual tour to get an understanding. So research the school, not just in your visit, but online. Some phone calls, say, to the admissions office and other offices where you're thinking about in your major. By now, you should know what your major might be. You may have two or three that you're considering at this point. Call the school, call the dean, talk to somebody there, get an audience on the phone or by Zoom or Skype, and find out more. Do your research about the school. Dig deep. Dig deep on the academic, of course, dig deep on the athletic, and dig deep on the financial. You may or may not get a scholarship at the school that is the best fit for you, the best choice for you. You're saying, I want to go there because I'm going to compete there. I'm going to be able to make a contribution, and I'm going to compete regularly there. I'm going to be one of their top guys or top gals. So the financial thing is important, and you need to cover all the options, financial aid, grants, what the scholarships look like, combination of athletic and academic. And boy, you got to really study that. Parents, help your son or daughter out with this because they're not going to understand it as well as you, and especially if you're paying the bill. So that's checkpoint number three. We've gone through three important checkpoints. One, a valid list of schools to pursue. Checkpoint number two, 10 schools that are pursuing you. And third, five schools that are a good fit as we progress along here. Checkpoint number four, and this is one that you can't control, but it sure would be nice to hit this checklist, this checkpoint. And as you get to this point in your senior year, ideally, this last checkpoint would be three solid offers, at least three solid offers. And these may not be scholarship offers. However, the coach is stating to you, you're going to start here. It may be at a school that doesn't offer scholarships. It may be D3, where you're saying, well, they don't offer athletic scholarships, but I got some other financial aid and grants here, and I really love this school, and it feels good. It's a good fit. I want to compete here. So three solid offers, ideally. I believe that if you go through these first three points on the checklist, three spots, and you follow what I teach in the Recruit Me process, the step-by-step process, you're going to get to three solid offers because you've done your homework and you've done your away work as well. You have really pursued this, and you've done your best as an athlete and as a student. So that would be checkpoint number four, three solid offers, and then you make your decision. This Saturday, as we meet together on Facebook Live, and hopefully you can make that. If you're listening to this after March 7th, or you can't make it at 3 p.m. Eastern, go back and watch the video, because we are going to talk about three recruiting ideas that could take your results to the next level. We'll be talking about how important it is to plan. I mean, it is the official release of the Recruiting Planner and Journal, so I want to talk about planning in detail, be able to help you out in that, and give you some things to do even if you don't get the planner. I believe in this. It's revolutionary. Athletes, parents, you fall by the wayside because you don't have an organized way of carrying out this recruiting process. Believe me, the coaches are organized. They have a plan. They are intentional. And you as a family need to be intentional as well. And that's why I designed this recruiting planner and journal, 24-month edition, deluxe edition. So you can get it on Amazon. I'll be talking more about it on Saturday as we celebrate, and look forward to helping you out. Hopefully this episode helped you out as we discussed those recruiting checkpoints. Think about that and jot them down. Put them on an index card. Put them up on the refrigerator and keep it in mind. You got to have perspective. Okay? God bless you. Talk to you again Saturday.